5.
Yud Gimel Cheshvan, Monday the 22nd of October, Rabbi Sholom Segel. Just two Shabbosos and we will all be free. No. It's just, the words are just one in the song. No, so I'm not going to sing it. It's not right.
Good morning. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Yeremole Meshamin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis, the Ifkrad Yisrael, but to keep two Shabbosis Kilchosei as they should be kept, then Miyad Nigodim, straight away we would be redeemed. I had the same question as people were just asking now, how that squares with the popular, or at least once was popular song, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free, but since I don't know the rest of the lyrics, that's about all I know of it. It could be he answers it himself. But Bezos Hashem, the truth is, in the course of this year, Bezos Hashem, we will suggest an answer to that. What is this all about? Why do we have to keep two Shabbos in order to merit the Gula? Why not one? And if you're going to say, because one's not enough, so maybe three, maybe four. Why two? What's the significance of two Shabbos? In this week's Sedra, Avraham Avinu, at the beginning, is recovering from the Bris Milah, the great mitzvah which he's been given at the end of last week's Sedra. We know that this mitzvah is seen as such a pivotal mitzvah in Yiddishkeit, to the extent that Bris Milah is performed even on Shabbos. Assuming the Bris is Bismana, then we would perform it on Shabbos, despite the fact that it will involve numerous Malachis D'Oraisa, Malachis D'Rabbanan. The question is why? Again, why, yes, we've got Aseh D'Chalos Aseh and things like that, but what's the significance, what's the power of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, especially as, all said and done, it's being done on a child who is not yet shy of to the mitzvahs, he's only 8 days old, and still it's seen as being so important that the adult, who is shy of to the mitzvahs, will perform Malachis D'Oraisa, Malachis D'Rabbanan in order to mal this child. What's the pshat in that? So I want to draw on a Tosfos in Shabbos. The Tosfos in Shabbos, which is going on a Gemara, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, it's discussing the pasuk of Lo Tivaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vaseichem. And from Lo Tivaru Eish, this is the Malacha of Havora, one of the 39 Malachas, is that of kindling a fire. Why is that Malacha singled out? And we know there's a Gemara, there's a Machlokas there, as to whether it's Lechalik Yotzos, or whether Lelav Yotzos. One of the Shittas is Lechalik Yotzos. That means to say that it's singled out in order to illustrate that a person is Chayav Chatos for each and every single Av Malacha that he does on Shabbos. That means to say, if a person wakes up Shabbos morning, he's a little bit famished, he wakes up and he thinks, it's Sunday today. So he gets up and he goes and he makes a coffee and he starts going out, doing his gardening, doing Harisha, then Zaria, Katsira. Bekitsa, by the time he's finished doing all 39 Malachos, his friend's looking out the window. In fact, his friend has just walked out the door and on his way to shul, he looks at his friend and he says, where are you going with your strimal? I mean, today's Sunday, you've got a bris. He says, no, today's Shabbos. Suddenly the guy, he says, really? Chaps, really? You're right. How many chatois is he chayev? The answer is, although it was one, what we call helam, echad, it was just one forgetful period, he's chayev, potentially 39 chatois. That is learned from Lo Tivaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vaseichem. That for each and every malacha, a person chayev a separate chatois. So the Gemara says, and if I didn't have Lo Tivaru Eish, so then I would have thought that you're only chayev one chatois, no matter how many malachas you do in that helam. But Tosfos there on Daf Ayin says they prefer a different girsa, and that is that if I didn't have the pasuk of Lo Tivaru Eish, the Havamina it wouldn't have been that no matter how many malachas I do, I will only be chayv one chatos. The Havamina it would have been that you're not chayv even a single chatos until you contravene every single one of the 39 malachas. That's why Lo Tivaru Eish says no, even for a single malacha you'll be chayv a chatos. So Rabbi Kiva Heger asks, he says, what do you mean? But the pasuk does say, Mi bechori shavakot tishbos. Bechori shavakot tishbos tells me, and Tosfos themselves bring this pasuk, and seem to indicate that yes, even without those Tivaru Eish, you'd be chayav a single, you'd be chayv a korban chatos just for harisha. You would be chayv a single chatos just for katsira. So what do you mean you're not chayv even a single chatos until you've done all 39 melachos? The minute I do harisha, I'm chayv a chatos. The minute I do katsira, I'm chayv a second chatos. So what's going on? Rabbi Kadeg advised by Sorokhiyim. Sfasemis asks the question. In fact, the Sfasemis answers, he says that, you're right. Had we gone, if not for the Savaru Eish, I would have been forced to say that actually there's 41 melachos. There would be 39 melachos plus Harish and Katsira. But now that we know that the Savaru Eish, that actually a chayf each and every one, so then Harish and Katsira are in with it. That is an answer that Sfasemis gives. I'd like to suggest that actually, it's what you'd call Tzvei Dinim, two separate Bechinas of Shabbos. And that's really what's going on a bit. Let me explain to you what I mean. The Sepharno writes, he's not the only one, but he opines that had Klal Yisrael not sinned at the Egel, there wouldn't have been a Mishkan. Whether there would have been a Beis HaMikdash, that is a further machlokes. But one thing is for sure, says the Sepharno, is that the Mishkan was a B'diyevet. It wasn't supposed to be. Meaning to say, as the Novi says, Nirmiya Heichal Hashem Hema, that each and every Yid, each and every human being, has the potential to be, and is supposed to be, a Heichal, a Mishkan for the Shekhinah. Perhaps better known is the Medrash, for Shachanti B'Seichon, is B'Seichon Echad Echad, as Reb Chaim Vedoshin brings. That each and every person is supposed to be a Mishkan for the Shekhinah. Klal Yisrael decided that they couldn't, they didn't want to go like that. They wanted some sort of vehicle through which to connect with the Shekhinah. Hence, they decided to make the Eger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Each and every one of you, you've underestimated your innate kayach. But if that's the way you want to do it, let's do it properly. Not an Eger, it'll be a Mishkan. And that's what happened. The Mishkan was built. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, a Mishkan there will have to be. But, build the Mishkan during the week. That's fine. But not on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, whether you want a vehicle or you don't, Shabbos is the vehicle, but not that it's a vehicle. Shabbos means that you are a Heichal. On Shabbos, each and every Yid has to be a Mishkan for the Shekhinah. During the week, if you don't want to be the Heichal yourself, you want to go through an intermediary fire, you'll have your Mishkan. But on Shabbos, there's no necessity to build a Mishkan, and you're not allowed to build a Mishkan, because on Shabbos, each and every one of us has to be a Mishkan. Just to bring out the Yesod a little bit more, we know that Masechah Shabbos begins, Yetzias HaShabbos, Shtayim, Shein Arba, and Tosfos already asked there, why are we starting with Melechas, with the Melacha of Hetzah? Surely that should come later on in the Masechta, when we get to the Melachas. There's a Seidah Devarim, and you'd expect that the Masechta should start with, really, the Mishnah one or two later, which discusses the dinim of Erev Shabbos. So Tosfos answers, yes, it's a malacha geruah. But if not for Tosfos, we could suggest the following idea. It's based a little bit on the Gaon. The idea, what is, if you look at that Mishnah that I'm sure many are familiar with it, it talks about the Oni and the Bala Bayis, the poor man and the Bala Bayis. And it talks about handing out the bread from the Bala Bayis to the Oni, or the Oni giving him the basket, the malacha v'itzah hafnosah, giving in, and v'itzah giving out. And it's explained that the Oni refers to us. We are the poor man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis, he's the Baal HaBiro, as Avraham Avinu discovered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis of the entire world. All week we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we down here, we daven to Hashem, and we ask for handouts, as an Oni is a poor man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us from the spiritual realms, he showers us down with bracha, he gives us our bread, our sustenance. On Shabbos, that changes. Because on Shabbos, the entire universe becomes one domain, and that domain is that of Hashem. On Shabbos, we don't stand outside like the poor man knocking on the door and asking Hashem for a handout. On Shabbos, we sit at the very table of Hashem. And therefore, this is the Mishnah which begins the whole Masechta of Shabbos, because it really encapsulates in that Mishnah what is the unique nature of Shabbos, what is so special about Shabbos. The answer is, it's a day when our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my kinderlich, come in, sit at my table. You're no longer just an Oni standing outside. You will sit with me in my very palace on Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. On Shabbos, we are, our houses, our world is the Mishkan for Hashem. We ourselves are a Mishkan for Hashem. There's no need to build a Mishkan. So, how do we go about building our Mishkan? How do we go about making ourselves into a Mishkan? The answer is, through the mitzvah of Milah. What do I mean to say? Let's examine the two chalokim of Bris Milah. We know that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. There's the chitoch, the cutting away of the orla, and then there is the priya, and that's followed by the metzitzah, but that is peeling back the skin in order to uncover what is underneath. Ufora esreisho isho. Priya means to reveal. Uncover the hair of the, talking about the parish of the Sotah, it's to reveal. Priya means to reveal what's inside. The two stages are like this. Orla, to remove the orla, and then priya. That very much parallels the, when you plant a tree. We know that a human being is compared to a tree. Eitz HaSodah. And the, in fact, it's a medrash, it's a yalkut in Shea Shirim, Hinoch Yofo. Goes on, Hinoch Yofo Rayosi, etc. And the medrash says, Hinoch Yofo Ba Mitzvahs. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are so beautiful with your mitzvahs. And it goes through various sets of two things. And you've got there, it says, Milo Upriya. Orla Venetar Avoy. So if you look at a tree, the first 3 years is Orla. Orla means it's blocked. It means the fruits of those trees are off limits. Even after the 3 years, if you store them up, get rid of them. Those 3 years, it's blocked. It's off limits. After that, you'd expect, okay, the 3 years are up. Now I should be able to benefit from it. It says, not yet. You're going to go from one extreme to the other extreme. You're going to go from what's off limits now to the other extreme, which is to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kdusha. That's the second extreme. So too is with the mitzvah of Milah. When a child is born, it's born with an orla, with a blockage. The first thing that has to be done is remove that blockage. The blockage is otherwise known as the Yetzer Hara, the Guf, and it's your dua that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is really to weaken the kayach of the Yetzer Hara. That's really what the mitzvah of Bris Milah is all about. So the first thing is to remove the orla, to remove the blockage that the body with the territory of the Yetzer Hara will create for us connecting with Hashem. Once we've done that, we go to the other extreme, which is priya. To reveal what's inside the human being. The idea of priya is to reveal that chilek eloika memal, this special neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has imbued us with. And the proof, if you want, of that is the very fact that we were given the mitzvah of chituch as well as priya, Yishmael was not. Yishmael Chazal tell us, yes, Avraham Avinu did bris milah on him. In fact, according to Tosfos in Yevamos Ayin Aleph, it's mashmi, he did do the Maaseh Priya on him, but the truth is, there is no Priya shayach to a Yishmaeli. The reason for that is, because, to quote from the Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, he says, if you want to know what is a Yishmaeli, he's a Pere Odo. He says, normally speaking, you first put the noun, and the noun is followed by the adjective. You say an Odom Tov. You don't say Tov Odom. If you want to say a good man, you say an Odom Tov. You want to say Odom Nechmot, an Odom Ra, etc. Talmud Chochem, etc. He says, in which case, you'd expect it should say Odom Pere. If he's a wild man, it should say Odom Pere. Says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, Elamai, Pere is the very essence of what Yishmael is. He's a, whatever you want to say, Pere, some of Farshim say it's a Chamor, whatever a Pere you take a Pere as being. He just has one adjective, which is an Odom. Okay? And that, where did he get that Odom from? The answer is he was a child of Avraham Avinu, he did have a Milah. But the Priya, what are you going to reveal inside? A Chile Kalo Kamimal? Uh-uh. What are you going to see inside is a Pere. The essence of what he is, what's inside the Yishma'idi, is a Pere. That's what he is. Pere is the same osius as the word Pe'er. The glory, that's what we have. What is the Pe'er? The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Pe'irecho chavish alecho. What is Pe'er? The Gemara says, these are the tefillin. What are tefillin? V'ro'u kol ami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecho v'yaru'u mimecho. Says the Gemara in Brochus, Eid tefillin shevorosh. The name of Hashem which is seen upon us, that is the Pe'er of a Yid. That's what the inner nature of the true Adam is. By a Yishma'eli, that doesn't exist. The Pe'er has become Pere. That's the innate nature of a Yishma'eli. Yes, he has a certain mind of an Adam, hence he had the Bris Milah, perhaps created by the Bris Milah, the removal of that blockage. He does have a certain Kayach of Tefillah. Yishmael is Yishma'kel, we know from this week's Sedra. But what he does not have is that Pe'er Ha'odom, which we have, the name of Hashem, which is declared upon us, that Yishma'eli does not have. These are the two parts of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The first part is to disconnect from the Artzius, from the Guf's territory, which is blocking us from making our connection from Hashem to Hashem. And once we've done that, we can then proceed to Priya, means to uncover that which is the beauty, the innate Kedusha, which is within. The difference between the two is, and this is going to be key to the next point, is that the Chitur, the removal of the Orla, is an act, is an active form. You've got to go and do something. It's we will see in a second, it's the idea of being written in the Kal, it's the idea of removing, doing something yourself. Priya implies something which is more passive. You uncover and there's something beautiful inside. You just remove the veil and then what that beauty inside is revealed. Why do I say that? We'll see in 1 second. The Maharal says, why are there 40 Malkus? 40? Is it 40 or is it 40 minus 1? We say Arboim Chose Achas. There are 40 minus 1 Malkus. So right, there's 39. Why does it say 40 minus 1? So the Maharal says, because when a person does an Avera, it damages the body, and apparently damages the Nefesh as well. In order to fix up the body, a person needs 39 Malkus, and for the Nefesh it needs 1. Why? Because the Nefesh has also been somewhat damaged. So therefore, 39 plus 1 is 40. Because we know 40 always symbolizes Shleimus, Ben Arboim Rabino, 40 Sa'on HaMikvah, 40 Days Yitzirah Savad, etc., etc. Many examples, 40 symbolizes Shleimus. So in order to return this person who's done the Avera, to return him to a state of Shleimus, he requires 39 Keneged the body, and 1 Keneged the Nefesh. Says the Maharal, but when you begin, and you give him 39 on the body, and then you're about to give him the last one, you look at the Nefesh is complete again. Seemingly, the pshat is like this. You see, the nefesh is, so to speak, a mirror of the body. The nefesh doesn't really actually get damaged. It's a chilek elokam imal. The neshama, it can't be. It's tahirai. Just, since it is inside the body, it will reflect. You look, it's like a mirror. If you look at the mirror and you see there's a black mark there, and you go and start scrubbing it off, nothing's going to happen. If you want to remove the black mark from the mirror, you've got two choices. Either you can do one thing, which is to the mirror, which is turn the mirror around. Remove the mirror and there won't be a black mark on it. The other choice is to go and start scrubbing wherever the black mark happens to be. If there's 39 black marks, you can do one of two things. If you want to remove it from the mirror. You can either go and remove the 39 black marks from wherever they are, and then the mirror will be clean. Or the mirror can be cleaned with one action, which is just turn the mirror around. When a person does an Avera, the mirror, the neshama does not actually get a black mark, but it mirrors what you see on the guf. And the guf apparently is damaged in 39 ways, requiring 39 malkus. You look at the mirror, you look at the neshama, it also requires something, which seems to be remove it, turn it around. But once we've cleaned up the guf, we've given the guf 39 malkus, there's no longer any necessity to remove the mirror, to give the mirror to do anything to the mirror. It is fixed up. That's what the Maharal says. And perhaps it's for that very reason that we find one other place where we find our boy in Chose Achas, and that is by the Melachos of Shabbos. It's also the Mishnah calls our boy in Chose Achas, and Tiferes Yom Tov, and others discuss why our boy in Chose Achas, and they give all sorts of halachic reasons why is it our boy in Chose Achas. But based on this Maharal, the answer is because on Shabbos we are fixing up the human being. Shabbos is a day when we make the human being into a Mishkan. To do that, be'etzem, it requires 39 melachos for the guf, and a 40th one for the neshama. But just once we abstain from the 39 melachos, which are used in creating the mishkan which we create during the week, once you abstain from that, automatically you look at the neshama, and it is complete. There is no necessity for that 40th melacha. Before Shabbos, it would seem that you require 40 melachos. Once Shabbos begins, and we abstain from the 39 melachos, automatically the neshama is complete, and we have the human being as a mishkan. Shabbos provides the opportunity for a person to become a mishkan. Shabbos corresponds to these two parts of milah, the removal of the orla, disconnecting from the artius, a cessation from physical activity, from being involved in this world, and then automatically that will reveal the innate kedusha, that chilek eloka mimal, which we have inside us. With that, let me just take you through some psukim. We've said again, remember, There are two parts to Bris Milah. There's the Chitoch, which is an active point. You remove the Orla, you actively do that. And then there's the Priya, which is somewhat more passive. You simply remove the veil, and there is just that innate Kedusha, which is subsequently revealed. If you take a look at the Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha, it's Vayakel. It says, Vayakel Moshe es Karadas b'nei Yisrael, Vayema aleyem, Eila ha-Devorim. The Gemara says, Eila ha-Devorim, Eila ha-Devorim, somehow we dash from there, 39 melachos. Eile is Gematria 36, and then there's another three, maybe the three letters, it's from ha-Devorim. The kids we learn from Eila ha-Devorim, the 39 melachos. Then it says, these are the things, the 39 melachos, Asher Tziva Hashem, La'aseisom, to do them. So the Ramban already asked, it should say, Asher Tziva Hashem, She'loi La'aseisom. These are the 39 melachos that Hashem commanded you not to do on Shabbos. So the Ramban says, no. These are the 39 melachos that continue on. That Hashem commanded you to do them. When? Sheishes Yomim. In the 6 days of the week, you've been commanded to make a Mishkan. How? Through these very 39 melachos, through the Harisha, the Zariah, the Katsira, etc., etc., through these 39 melachos during the week, you'll create a Mishkan. But the Mishkan is obviously something more spiritual. So watch this. It says, Sheishes Yomim, Te'osa Melacha. It doesn't say Avodah. Avodah symbolizes more agricultural, artious, physical labor. Melacha, we talk about the 39 melachos of Shabbos. And it's te'ose, it's written in the passive. It doesn't say ta'ase melacha, or ta'avod. You will actively do a melacha. The pshat is when you build a mishkan, you are building a physical edifice, but the truth is you are doing nothing more than effectively removing the veil to reveal the Shekhinah in this world. That's te'ose melacha. Uvayom ha-shavi, but on the seventh day on Shabbos, yeyeh lochem kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbosin l'Hashem. By withholding from the 39 melachos, yeyeh lochem kodesh, you will become a mishkan, Shabbos, Shabbosin l'Hashem, and you will become a merkava for the Shekhinah. Kol ha'aseh vo melacha, again, note melacha, not avodah, yumos, will die. And then it goes on with the Dos of Aruish. Compare that with what it says in Parashas Kisiso. In Parashas Kisiso, it says, Sheishes, this is in Perek Lamed Daled, Sheishes Yomim Ta'avod, Avodah, not Melacha, Uvayem Ashevi, Tishbos. Right? Tishbos. Doesn't say, Kodesh L'Hashem, or anything like that, Shabbat Shabbos and Hashem. You will stop. Bechorish Uvakotze Tishbos. And it picks out two Melachos, Harisha and Katsira. Why these two Melachos? The answer is, if you had to pick two melachos which encapsulate the melachos which represent a person's connection to Artzius, to the agricultural world, to the physical world, it would be Harisha and Ketzira. Because the Harisha is the beginning, when you plow the ground in preparation for then sowing, watering, pruning, etc., etc., and the final action will be the Ketzira. When you sever it, you can disconnect it from the ground. Becholish uvakotze tishbos. Here we're not being instructed to build a mishkan. Here we're being instructed the removal of the orla, which is on Shabbos, disconnect from the physical world. Just simply relax. Don't go to the office. It's a cessation. It's a much simpler, if you want to, it's the aleph before you get to the second madrigal, which is the priya. This is the chitoch of the orla, is becholish uvakotze tishbos. Do not, simply just don't get involved in this physical world. I'll give you another couple of examples. In fact, if you the posse before that in Parashas Kisiso, it says, "Shmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh yirachem mechaladeho mos yumos." Then it goes on, "Shesh yisom yelsem melacha v'ayem ashvi shabbos shabbosim kodesh laHashem kol ha'etz melacha v'ayem haShabbos mos yumos." Somebody once asked me, says, isn't that a bit repetitive? The answer is, according to this, no. Because it refers to the two different levels of Shabbos. The first one is, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh yilochem. The first instruction is, give yourself the ability to become kodesh. How do you do that? The answer is, disconnect from this world. Then it goes on, Sheishes yomim ye'oseh melacha. Now we go on to the passive stage, which is, by you not being involved in the 39 melachos, you will reveal Hashem's glory in this world. Uvayim ha-shavi shabbos shabbosim kodesh la'Hashem. This is for Hashem, not for you. And then, kol ha'isem melacha now, back to Malacha, it's by Yom HaShabbos most humans. But as I said, I'll just give you another couple of examples. Just let's see if this pattern really works. We've got another pasuk in Parashas Kisisa. In fact, that's the one following the one I just quoted. It says, this is referring to the actual building of the Mishkan now, right? The building of the Mishkan in the Kehim. It says, Sheish es yomim, ye osem malacha, it's passive, and it's malacha, not avodah. Uvayem ashevi'i, not tishbos, kodesh l'ashem. Fits the pattern. Let's try another pasuk, Parashas Mishpatim. This is in Perek Chaf Gimel there. It says, Sheish es yomim, ta'aseh, that's active, ma'asecho, not malacha. It's your, do your, go to the office, do your work. Uvayem ashevi'i, tishbos. On the seventh day, you should rest. Take a break. Leman yonuach, shorecha, v'chamar. It's back to the animals. This is agriculture again. Okay, there's other examples of this, but the basic pattern we should be seeing is there are two things going on in Shmirah Shabbos. There is one which is disconnected from the physical world, and that is encapsulated in Harisha and Ketira, and the other one is building a Mishkan, making this person into a suitable receptacle for the Shekhinah. And that is through all 39 melachos. If you only do 38 melachos for a Mishkan, you won't end up with a Mishkan. To build a Mishkan, you need all 39 melachos. From the Harisha all the way through to the end, the Makkah, the Patish. All 39 are inherent. In order to make ourselves into a Mishkan, a person has to, there has to be a cessation from all 39 melachos. If that's the case, we can now understand Tosfos beautifully. The answer is like this. It's true. If you did Harisha, you'd be Chayav Achatos. It's true if you did Ketira, you'd be Chayav Achatos. But that's not what Tosfos means. What the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say, that even though, yes, you'd be Chayav Achatos for Harisha, you'd be Chayav Achatos for Ketira, that's one Bechina of Shabbos. You'd be Chayav Achatos because you haven't disconnected from this world, from the world of Artios. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about being Chayav Achatos for not making yourself into a Mishkan. So there's a hava mina that for that you would only be chayav achatos if you did the malachas which actually build a mishkan during the week. For that you need all 39 malachas. And therefore in order to be chayav achatos for that second level, there's a hava mina to say that you would not be chayav achatos unless you've done all 39 malachas. If you only do 38, you haven't built a mishkan. And therefore you're not chayav achatos. It's a hava mina, but through this we gain insight into the two bechinas of Shabbos. And these are otherwise known as Zohar and Shomer. Shomer, the minute we came out to Mitzrayim, we were commanded Shomer Asiyem HaShabbos LeKadoshet. That we know because it says Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And the second ones, that was given to us in Morah. That was commanded to us when we came out to Mitzrayim. And that is a Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. Look at the Pesukim in Parashat Veschanan. That is a Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. That was the first stage. When you came out to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is a Loshon of Mitzorim, of being confined, the mitzvah was, we weren't yet given the mitzvah of Priya. At that stage, the Klal Yisrael were told, before coming out, do Bris Milah. Bris Milah means remove the Orla, remove the Mitzorim, remove the blockage, so that you can begin to ascend to Matan Torah and come to Eretz Yisrael. The first stage is to remove the Orla, to remove the blockage. And therefore, before coming out of Mitzrayim, we were given the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The minute we came out of Mitzrayim, in Morah, we were given the first mitzvah of Shabbos, the first bechinah of Shabbos, Shomer Esiyem HaShabbos LeKadoshei, that's a Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the instruction to disconnect from the earthly. Once we came to Matan Torah, we descended all 49 levels and we came to Har Sinai, there it says, Zocher Esiyem HaShabbos LeKadoshei. This is not to disconnect from Olam Hazeh, this is to connect with Hashem. Zocher Esiyem HaShabbos LeKadoshei, and there it's, if you look at the Pesukim there in Parshas Yisroi, it's a Zecher LeMaaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis, we know when Bezalel built the Mishkan, we're told that he used the very same Kedem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create this world. The building of the Mishkan, making the person into a receptacle for the Shekhinah on Shabbos, that's the Zocher, that's through the abstaining from the 39 melachos, that is the mitzvah of Zohar. These are the two bechinas of Shabbos. Shomer is effectively to sur meira, is to keep away from Olam Hazeh, to abstain from Olam Hazeh, disconnect, remove the blockage, remove the orla, and then you come to Zohar, Esiyem HaShabbos LeKadoshei, that is to bring you to a Zecher and a Maaseh Bereishis, to make yourself into a Mishkan, a suitable receptacle for the Shekhinah. Mila is Doicha Shabbos for one very simple reason. And that is because Bris Milah is making the person into a Mishkan. On Shabbos, we are instructed to make ourselves into a Mishkan. And therefore, it's only logical that Milah should, as long as it is the day for Bris Milah to be done, not just it's being pushed off, it's only logical that you would do it on Shabbos if it fell out like that. And therefore, yes, 100%, if Milah comes on Shabbos, we would do it on Shabbos. Because the instruction of Shabbos is, don't do malacha, don't go to the office, don't get involved in your agriculture, because you're building yourself into a Mishkan. There's no greater way of making oneself into a Mishkan than doing a Bris Milah, the Kittur, and the Priya. And just to conclude, now we can understand, yes, MBD was correct, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free, because it really is only one Shabbos. The two Shabboses that we're talking about are not two consecutive Shabboses. As various Mefarshim say, it refers to two Bechinas of Shabbos. You see, because in this last Golos, Reb Chaim Vital says, we say in Tehillim, Bekum Oleinu Odom. Until now it's been child's play. We've been up against the four Golios, ending with Edom. But this one is far more difficult because we're up against an Odom. Which Odom? The Pere Odom who was born in last week's Sedra. We're up against Yishmael. He says this is a far greater test. This is a far more severe Golos. Bekum Oleinu Odom. We're up against this Odom, the person who had a Milah. He didn't have Priya, but he did have the Chitoch of the Orla, making him somewhat an Odom. For us to gain the Geula, to go into Eretz Yisrael, we have to do exactly what Yehoshua ben Nun instructed them in going into Eretz Yisrael. He was instructed by Hashem, which is Sheinis, he was given the mitzvah of Priya. Now is the time to not just do the Chitoch of the Orla, because Yishmael's got that again. He's also got that. If you want to overcome Yishmael, you have to show him that we are the true Odom. He may be an Odom, but he's a Pere Odom. We are the Pere Odom. We have the name of Hashem within us. And therefore, as the Pasuk finishes off there, Bekum Aleinu Odom, etc., etc., as Reb Chaim Vital says, there's only one Eitzah. And that is, V'anachnu Nimnotnu, if we want to merit the Geula, Ezreinu B'Shem Hashem, Eisei Shamayim V'Oretz. We have to remember that Hashem created, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eisei Shamayim V'Eisei Oretz. We have to bring ourselves back to the days of Zeichel HaMaisa Bereishis, and for that, it's not enough just to abstain from the Malacha, abstain from Olam HaZeh. We have to make ourselves into a suitable receptacle through making ourselves into a Mishkan, Hichal Hashem Eimah.